Last week on In Season with Lisa, we talked about sustainability on the farm and choosing to purchase sustainable products. Today, I thought I'd try to bring that message home, at least for urban dwellers. There was quite a bit of stink recently when the City of Columbus announced it would no longer offer curbside yard waste removal. While I will admit to using the service in the past, I realized over the past year that it was just as good to put my yard waste to work. As we discussed many episodes ago, leaves make a superb topping for flower beds. They provide a very effective and organic barrier to weeds, and over the winter, they will turn into compost. Yard waste, such as grass, can also be turned into compost. Of course, large branches can be hard to handle, but instead of throwing them away, you might think of going in with some neighbors and renting a wood chipper for the day. You can share all of the work and the reward of free mulch. One amazing way to see how much waste your household generates is to start composting food waste. Almost anything can be composted. As long as it isn't fat, meat, or dairy products, it can go into the compost bin. I was even surprised to learn recently that hair clippings, including pet hair, can be composted. There's certainly no shortage of pet hair in my house, so that was a great discovery. You don't have to spend a lot of money on a large composter. You can simply section off a small area of your yard with repurposed wood or rocks and start dumping things in. Just give it a weekly stir from the bottom up and watch the magic happen. If raccoons are a problem in your area, you might want to get a vermin-proof composting box, just so you don't end up with lettuce and carrot tops all over your yard. If you don't have any yard space, fear not. You can purchase a worm composting kit at any large garden store for about $25, and they only take up about as much space as a litter box. These small steps can do wonders to get your household started in a more sustainable direction. Once you start putting them to work, you won't believe how you used to throw away all of that yard waste and vegetable trimmings and then pay for mulch. From RestaurantWidow.com, I'm Lisa the Waitress, and you've been listening to In Season with Lisa on WCRS LPFM 102.1 and 98.3, and now streaming live at WCRSFM.org. We are Columbus Community Radio.